The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus, and he thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, "Were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to them, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you read through the scriptures, way back to the Torah, there were very strict laws in the time of Jesus about leprosy. Way back in the Torah, there are very distinct, definite, precise laws about how to treat somebody who is suspected of leprosy. The book of Leviticus says they should be separated and they have to live away from the community. Their families must ostracize them. In some ways, it's easier for us to understand that now, since we have the virus and people are quarantined and we have to be careful not to be around somebody who might be infected. It's a little easier to understand. However, the gravity of the separation was far more radical in the time of Jesus and in biblical times, in terms of the person having to stay a distance away, and if they were coming near, they had to shout out to tell people they were in the area. So this is a background for the story in today's gospel, where Jesus heals 10 lepers, and one of them, a Samaritan, a foreigner, not one of the chosen people, is the only one that comes back to give thanks to God. It has a teaching about entitlement. There's a certain attitude which appears here in the gospel for those who are blessed to presume that the blessings are earned, that they're not gifts, that the grace given to us is something we deserve. And therefore, if we don't get what we think we deserve, we become disturbed. It's the poor person, it's the foreigner, it's the outsider. It's a person who is really broken, ostracized. That's the person that appreciates the gift, not the one who is entitled. It's good for us to think about that as we journey through this day, to thank people. Sometimes we just presume that somebody is going to show up, that somebody is going to be there for us, that somebody owes us. This is a teaching about being grateful. Being grateful to all the people we'll meet today. When you journey through your day, you go to the marketplace, thank the person that's the checkout person at the market. I noticed that they have their names here. Call the person by name and thank the person for being here. People that take care of the sick, and the elderly, and the homebound. Whenever you meet these people, it's good for us to say a special word of thanks, appreciation for their gifts. People with whom you live, people in your home, They're caring for all sorts of needs in your life. Pause for a moment and say, I haven't told you recently how grateful I am. This is the teaching of the gospel today. Walk in gratitude and you will walk in peace. It's when you're ungrateful that you're disturbed. You know, I should have gotten this, and this was my entitlement, and I deserve this, and so forth. Begin by saying, I am a humble servant, and I am grateful for every blessing I get. Now, if we could walk this day, just today, gratefully, we would walk peacefully.